All right, so really the only injury I've got is Broussard hurt his knee. He'll be back. It's not anything that needs surgically repaired or anything. It was good to get through this camp and have a chance to work with these guys. I appreciate their effort and diligence and learning in a short period of time some new things that we're doing here. It was also good to get the guys that have been here for the last couple of weeks in phase two, the rookies and college free agents that we've had on board, a taste where they can get a few more reps with a helmet on, offense versus defense, which they haven't been able to do in phase two. And then that's a good lead into phase three, so which we're starting tomorrow. So phase three, they can have their helmets on. It's the same action that we just saw here. It's just one practice a day, though, instead of the walkthrough and then the practice. But they can have their helmets on. You can go offense versus defense. I gave the veterans time off today, so in this past weekend. So they'll all be showing up tomorrow and ready to go. All right, time's yours.
Can you go over looking ahead to the OTA tomorrow, which guys will be limited physically, which guys won't be able to participate?
You know what? I'll get that to you tomorrow. I'll give you a report from Rick tomorrow, or Ted can get it to you a little bit later.
As far as D Ford is concerned, these last 3 days, what's the biggest thing that jumps out to you about him?
I would tell you his quickness and athletic ability. It looks like he's really spent a lot of time learning. It's a new position for him. And so I think he's done a great job of jumping in the book and learning the drops and the things that you need to do with the pass coverage. And that's not an easy thing with all the combination of things that we do. So I'm happy with what he's done there.
What's Albert Wilson's change?
I like Albert Wilson. I like his athletic ability. He's strong. I mean, very strong. Even though he's not the tallest guy, right? And he runs fast. How's that?
When you watched his college tapes and you saw him, you know, I guess eight plays at 70 plus, and I know it wasn't always the greatest competition, but he did return one against Alabama.
Yeah, well, that, you know what? It's always good when you see it on tape. And then they transfer it to here. It doesn't. You could see why he was so functionally, or why he functioned so well at the college level. I mean, he transferred that here and does a nice job.
Thank you.
Yep.
Going back to D, what have you seen as far as the intangibles like desire and preparation, whatnot? Yeah. That
off the charts. Off the charts. I mean, he brings a lot of energy. He loves playing the game. Now he and our quarterback have competed against each other for the last few years, and they get after each other out there, so it's kind of fun to watch.
Any particular reason why you move Larry from right tackle to left guard?
Well, we told him we were going to work both spots with him. I'd probably tell you he's more natural at the guard spot than he is at the tackle spot, but we want to make sure he learns both.
When you see D Ford out here, obviously you talked about his quickness against fellow rookies.
Yeah.
How do you hope that translates against the veterans starting tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I mean, they'll give him a little different look, but I think that quickness is going to remain. I mean, that part's not going to change. And then he'll just work his combinations against, a better player, a veteran, more veteran player. So, but I think he'll be fine.
A year ago, Dimitri Saris was a basketball player. Is he a football player now?
I tell you, he's a football player right now. Yeah, he's. I think this camp was great for him. I thought he played exceptionally well. He's so big, and he's worked so stinking hard in that weight room. He and Barry, he's been living in there with Barry. So this off season, and you could tell. I mean, you could see that he's gotten functionally stronger.
You got a guy out here from BYU, your alma mater. What is it about Daniel Sorensen that jumps out at you?
Well, you said it all. I mean, from BYU. he's a smart kid and a good football player. There's a whole family of Sorensens that have been good football players there. He's one of them, and he sure has had a nice couple weeks here. So.
How possible is it for, in a mini camp setting, that somebody who's kind of quote unquote off the radar screen can make an impression?
Yeah, it's very possible. Yeah. I would tell you the same thing with the kids that were here before the invite kids showed up. They're guys that are scrambling to make the team. And the one thing Doris has done and his guys, they've brought in a tremendous amount of competition. And then you see these kids that weren't with other teams that we invited to this camp, as a tryout camp, you're going, wow, I mean, that's not a, there's not a huge drop off there. I mean, there's some quality athletes that were here. And you know, I told them, I told the team, I said, well, I'm hoping for the guys that leave here that you have an opportunity either to come back sometime here or hook on with somebody else.
So what will the mechanics be? I mean, will there be a few of these guys you will have to you will want to sign and then have to drop others?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you know, Will Lewis was gathering the guys up and talking to them, and Will and Doris had been talking during this practice. We wanted to get this practice in so that they could see this practice. And he had five evaluations here, and really three because two of them were walkthroughs. So, so that, you know, that's what they were talking, and then whoever they keep.
I mean, tomorrow we might see some of these guys, but
I don't think it's a huge number, but
yeah. Okay.
A couple more guys. Did you see some improvement from Larry during the camp?
I did. Yeah, I did. A lot of this is new for Larry. We understood that. We understood that that this was going to be a big jump for him. Physically, we liked the things we saw in him. So, and then that's a position that you can develop. And so it's going to take some time, but he's very intelligent. He's a hard worker. He looks like he's a real tough kid. So that's those are things you like to work with on the offensive line there.